At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now listening to the best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving. I keep it moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's okay. Not a bad take. You're in outer space
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right? I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too. It's easy. It feels good.
It was. Wasn't it, man?
I listen to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout out to my man JP holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM channel 159.
Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM, channel 159, solo mission, Donnie Wrightside today. Phone lines, by the way, JP tells me, are rocking and rolling. So if you want to get through, I know it's been a couple days, easy to do. 844-843-6879. But also, if you can't get through, meaning you can't get to a phone, you're in a meeting here, you're in your cubicle, you're out driving around, you just had a stoplight, you pull over, you grab something to eat, you have a second, hit us up on Twitter, hashtag SG Moneyline. Any hot topics you got, any comments that you have, we'll try to read as many of them as we can on the air. Because you know, we are a digital social media show as well. But welcome into the show. The next 2 hours, I got control of this thing. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to win some money. And by the way, talking about winning some money today, there are a few games already underway here. And I'm watching live on the TV, 0-0, which technically I'm not happy with right now. The Angels and the Braves. That is in the bottom of the third inning. But we do have a score. Tigers and Pirates, 1-1, bottom of the second inning. The big part about that is Riley Green hit a home run. If you guys follow me on Twitter, at RightsideVP, I always send out my RBI shots here. And we have a good look at an RBI shot, or a couple of them today. Have four listed. And those four that we have here, Kerry Carpenter of the Detroit Tigers to go over an RBI, that's plus 165. C.J. Crone of the Los Angeles Angels to go over in RBI, that's plus 155. Randall Grichuk of the Los Angeles Angels to go over in RBI, that's plus 135. But already settled in the door, the longest shot of them all, Riley Green, Detroit Tigers, to record an RBI. He actually hit a home run. That was a plus 205 price. Now today, I did not, and I did not last night either, go with any two RBI props. I figure I'm probably getting a little bit ahead of myself and getting greedy if we went down that path. I know it was really nice on Sunday night to nail that Adam Frazier blast in the first inning that paid 9-1. So that sort of gives you that powerball feel like, oh, man, there's so many left on the board. Well, Riley Green hit a home run today already, but it was only a solo shot. Yesterday, if I would have bet two RBI. Only one guy would have cashed. And that was Pete Alonso of the Mets, who had a couple of RBI, which included a rocket. I mean, he hit a home run the center field that I don't think went higher than like 8 feet the entire way. It was an amazing shot. It really was. So that's where we sit today. We are in action. And by the way, we do have some time coming up. Milwaukee and Washington just getting underway. And then at 2 o'clock, Houston and Cleveland. Might want to take a look at that game, but I'm telling you, we're going to be off the air by the time this game starts. San Diego and Colorado, we're going to handicap that game in hour number two and put out some more RBI props. So don't you guys go anywhere. So again, phone lines are going to be open the entire show, which is awesome. 844-843-6879, as well as the Twitter machine, hashtag SGMoneyline. Any hot plays you got, any topics, any takes that you have, just shoot those through there. We'll certainly have some fun and get after those. And as I said, I'll try to read as many as possible as I can. Threatening here on the field in the bottom of the third inning, that is the Atlanta Braves. Ronald Acuna Jr. is up here. First and third, one out. So if you have an RBI prop or anything on Ronald Acuna, looks like a great chance for him right now. Keep you updated if anything changes on the diamond in any one of these games. And as I said, just getting underway, Brewers and the Nationals, followed by in the 2 o'clock hour, that is the Guardians and the Astros. And then we have a 3 o'clock hour game, Padres and Rockies, 4 o'clock hour game, Red Sox and Mariners. And then on to the evening we go, the Phillies and the Marlins. 1-1 count here for Ronald Acuna at the plate. So he is in an advantageous high leverage situation. And as I'm cheating right now, looking at the FanDuel Sportsbook and also at the TV, yeah, Acuna just smoked one the dead center field. What's that, maybe? We'll see how long that one comes up on the computer here to tell us how long. But I'm going to guess that was at least 4:30. I'm going at least 4:30, dead center field. It's hot down in Hotlanta. Ball travels there. Ronald Acuna, 3-run home run. Total down that game listed at 9.5. But we don't have any Braves sides here. I really wanted to focus on fading Chirinos, which he's been pretty good. Shohei Ohtani's actually already been on base. Randall Grichuk already has a base hit, but they're not able to capture anything just yet here from our side. But that game, 3-0, bottom of the second inning here for the Pirates. They have a runner on base with two outs. And again, two outs now in the top of the first inning with the Brewers and the Nationals. So that's going to set up the show for today. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Major League Baseball highlights, Major League Baseball games today. The U.S. Women's National Team will get an update on that situation in just a little bit. Also, NFL news. Yeah, there's a lot of it to go over today. And also, food for thought a little bit later here. College kids, quarterbacks, punters, kickers, betting on their own football teams out in the Big 12. We got a lot of fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Network Series XM channel 159 down your right side here. Phone lines open 844-843-6879. And also the Twitter machine, hashtag SGMoneyline. Dean Arsenault tweets in here, what about Ryan Mountcastle, RBI shot? I know it's a small sample size, but Mountcastle has 8 RBI in 10 at-bats versus Yusei Kikuchi, plus 135 I've seen. Let me just check here. Let's go to bet, because typically The reason why I'm on, and again, a lot of states, I think maybe 4 or 5 states for Bet365, they typically have the best prices here. Let me just take a look. And that's a later game tonight, 7:07 start, Orioles and the Blue Jays. Kikuchi obviously pitching on the mound here for the Toronto Blue Jays. And I believe it is Rodriguez, right? Let me check. Grayson Rodriguez, yes, for the Baltimore Orioles. Check out some player props here. We will go to runs batted in. Mountcastle here is a plus 150 to record an RBI at Bet365. Now, if we're just looking at, and we'll do this now because we have hour number two to go over just about every one of these games. If we take a look here, you say Kikuchi, and basically, K percentage is very good to left-handed batters. But Ryan Mountcastle was a right-handed batter. 25% is his K rate over the past month to those batters. So right around that point in Major League Baseball that you like, right? And by the way, just to keep you updated, Ohtani's at the plate here in the, I think it's the top of the fourth inning. Top of the fourth inning, down 3-0. We'll keep an eye on this one because I do have a same game parlay in process here that Ohtani has to score a run and CJ Cron has to get a base hit. That's it. Doesn't matter who wins the game, anything. It's a plus 125 price. So if Ohtani obviously hits a home run, that would be fantastic. As Ohtani swings here in a 1-1 count, sort of shaking his wrist a little bit. Don't get hurt. Don't get hurt, big guy. Need you in this game. But back to Kikuchi here in the handicap against the Baltimore Orioles. He does struggle with left-handed batters. But again, Mountcastle is a right-handed batter. Over the past 30 days, a .338 weighted on base percentage against right-handed batters, which is right around average, actually slightly elevated. Mountcastle does have very good numbers against lefties, to be honest. .235 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage of .437. So they all move in the right direction. But here's the reason for me. Like, Rutschman and also Mountcastle have fantastic numbers against left-handed pitchers. You might want to just ride that out as is, right? And also, if the roof is open, looks like 76 degrees today up in Toronto. So that should be a pretty good one to get after hitting-wise. But here's where sometimes of the other analytics that I really like to look at. If we take a look at 27 pitchers on the mound today that had at least 20 innings pitched from June 18th till now, so roughly 6 weeks or so, take a look at this. Yusei Kikuchi is number 6 on that list of 27. An XFIP of 3.34 and a CR of 3.42. ERA also. And again, you know, guys, I don't really like that measure all that much. That is coming in at 2.82, which is fantastic. And by the way, the reason I just paused there is a base knock by CJ Cron. So, halfway home, just need Ohtani to score a run today. Hopefully that does happen. But also keep in mind, one of our plays here was Cron and Grichuk who get a RBI. Now, here's the issue. Randall Grichuk is up at the plate right now, which is great. There's one out. There's not two. But CJ Cron is on base at first. Do you see what I mean? Like, the thought process behind it would be, hey, Cron doubles in the gap, right, and drives in Ohtani to get his RBI. And then Grichuk comes in and can probably single. If he doubles, that's a guaranteed run home for CJ Cron. The issue now is Grichuk is 1-1 in the game today, but he's probably going to have to drive one where, I don't know, they can't catch it, which means a home run. We'll see how it turns out, but we could be getting a legitimate chance here at an RBI with Grichuk, who, again, is already 1-for-1 on the day. But back to Dean's point here with Mountcastle, it doesn't look like it's not a bad opinion. It's not one that I would come on and say, absolutely not, you can't do that. But it's one of those where I just look at some other optics and say, you know what? I might hold off there, but I can't fault you if you play a guy. Mountcastle, again, has been tearing left-handed pitching up, so we'll see if he can get by on that. So we'll go with that one here at that point. But let's keep an eye on the situation here in Major League Baseball. Once again, just to get the good people updated on the scores across the land here. Top of the fourth inning, 3-0 here. As we said, the Atlanta Braves over the Los Angeles Angels. The Tigers and the Pirates both tied at 1. As Grichuk just misses a double down the line. But again, it probably would not have scored. CJ Cron here. Milwaukee Brewers and the Washington Nationals now move into the second inning. That game is tied up at 0. And as we told you before the start of the show, the Cleveland Guardians and the Houston Astros, they will be coming up just a little bit later at 2:11. And also, keep your mind on that 3 o'clock hour. The San Diego Padres got some pretty good stuff that we can get into here. No doubt about it. But Major League Baseball, by the way, certainly that we have live games, we can have some fun with them. We covered it on the early line. A lot of really good stuff happened in Major League Baseball yesterday, which included the trade deadline, winners and losers. Now, going yesterday wasn't Max Scherzer, but he had some interesting comments on his way out of New York on how he thinks that team is actually going to operate.
On what's our viewpoint of the deadline, and more importantly, what's the view for 2024? And his answer was that the team is now kind of shifting vision and that they're looking to compete now for 2025 and 2026.
Hear that? You hear what he said there? The New York Mets, team all in, is actually telling Max Scherzer before the trade deadline, you know what? We might move you there. He said he didn't believe it, so he had to have a talk with the owner. So the owner, Steve Cohen, picked up the phone and talked with Max Scherzer and said, yeah, you know what? We're probably pushing things back just a little bit, because Max Scherzer was saying in that press conference, which was about maybe 10, 15 minutes long, it was his understanding that they would be back in for 2024. A lot of players' contracts expiring after the 2024 season, and figured that they would be all in this year and next year. But things certainly changed with the way the performance of the New York Mets specifically at the guns of the 2023 season. One of the highest payrolls, the highest payroll in the history of Major League Baseball. That's not going to make the playoffs and end up getting fire sold at the break. So when we talk about Max Scherzer, look, he has every right. And, you know, good for him. He can have a talk with the owner and say, you know what, I'm still going to get my money. Why don't you ship me off to another team that's actually trying to win? And they did that and sent him to the Texas Rangers. They also sent, talking about the New York Mets, Verlander. Justin Verlander heads out of town, and he goes to the state of Texas. And where does he go? No, not to the Rangers. He goes to the Houston Astros. Both of those teams in a virtual tie. 61 wins apiece here. Pretty incredible. One has Scherzer, one has Verlander here. The only difference here is Verlander got a lot of his contract moved with that deal to the Houston Astros. He's won two World Series there. He's pitched phenomenally there. He's going to know exactly. Probably has the same house. Didn't even sell his house. He probably still has a house down there in Houston. So everything's going to work out just fine with that arrangement, to be honest with you. It really feels that way. So we'll see if it goes, but that is going to be a fun division to watch, which also includes the team we're watching today live, the Los Angeles Angels. Look, they made some moves. They're not all in. All in would be like, yeah, we got Scherzer and Verlander, and we gave up our future, but we're trying to win now for Shohei Ohtani. Then that didn't happen. We can be real about that. And by the way, I'm just watching another highlight. It looks like Grichuk did walk, so it wasn't a base knock. So then you have first and second, but then again, we don't have anybody after this here. So we were hoping for a home run from Grichuk. Renfro's up. He's got a legitimate chance for an RBI now. That was the difference. There were four guys in that lineup today that I was taking a look at for the Los Angeles Angels, and it was going to come from the top, not Ringifo, even though that's had very good numbers. It was either going to be Ohtani, Crone, Grichuk, or Renfro, those four guys. So I look at Ohtani, and his numbers are outrageous, by the way, on ISO power number, weighted on base percentage. But whenever there's a chance to put him on base, like you walk him, you just do. So it takes away from that RBI prop. That's why I went with my same game parlay for Ohtani to just score a run. Now, Crone also to get a base hit, which he actually has that. But we do have Crone and Grichuk today at some pretty good prices here to record an RBI. But we are going to be technically through the fourth inning, because they both batted already. And what a base knock. We do have a run score here. So Hunter Renfro does pick up the RBI, drives in Crone. We got afternoon baseball here. 3-1 Braves over the Angels. Tigers Pirates 1-1. The Brewers are on the board. We'll find out who scored that run for the Brewers here and get back to you on that one. We got a long way to go in the afternoon, so don't you go anywhere. Phone line's open. Twitter machine's open. Sunny Right Side Radio on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hurry back, I am
yours. Return to the Angels. Another double play ended their inning, but they did score a run. It's 3-1 now. Braves and the Angels. Again, Tigers, Pirates 1-1. Brewers and the Nationals. That is 1-0. Just wanted to check to see who scored the run. I don't have a wager in this game. It was Taylor with a solo home run for those Milwaukee Brewers. Now, getting back to baseball yesterday, haves and the have-nots, typically at the trade deadline, we do see that. But just to go over some things that actually happened yesterday on the diamond, which I thought were pretty big. And starting with the Philadelphia Phillies, Sandy Alcantara was sensational yesterday for the Miami Marlins. Outrageously good. 8 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks, 101 pitches here. Dominant. Left the game with a 1-0 lead. And by the way, the Phillies here were scattering hits left and right yesterday from the Marlins. I mean, the Marlins had 1 run on 11 hits. That's pretty hard to do. But the 9th inning was massive for the Phillies. Because why? David Robertson came in the game. Old friend, or should I say old foe, from the Philadelphia Phillies. Nick Castellanos came to the plate with 1 runner on and a 1-1 tie in the 9th inning after Bryce Harper had a double off the wall. And here's what happened.
Nick Castellanos with the go-ahead run in scoring position.
And a high fly ball to deep left field. De La Cruz going back. It is gone! Off the auxiliary scoreboard, a 2-run home run for Castellanos.
I mean, that was tremendous. It really was. What a lift for the Philadelphia Phillies. Looked like they were dead in the water in that game, with a chance now for the Marlins to split the series and go for the series win today. That's a quick turnaround. Sir Anthony Dominguez got the save yesterday. First time in a long time. Actually blew his last five saves in a row, but not the primary guy. That was good to see from a Phillies perspective. But they go for the sweep today, and that would be massive in the standings in both the NL East and also the wild card race. Let's get to the phone lines today. They are popping and open. 844-843-6879. It's Jordan from Phoenix checking in here on a Wednesday afternoon on the grid. What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, Donnie?
Good to hear from you. What's up, man?
You know, yeah, definitely, man. Good to call in. Good to talk to you. It's definitely, you know, I hit you up on Twitter, but last night I had that over in the Baltimore and Jays game, and Baltimore covered that by themselves, so that was always nice. And then, you know the drill, man. We're one day away from some preseason football. I cannot wait. Even though it's preseason, I'll be in tune, be watching that. And then what's your play for the day, man?
Plays for the day. I got a couple RBIs today, but I'll tell you, the play for the day for even tomorrow, Jordan, for me, I'm actually taking the under in that game. 34, I got it at it. Put a little sprinkle on the under, have some fun with it. Figure both of those teams just looking to run the clock out. You got any thoughts on that game tomorrow night?
Agreed. I actually told my brother yesterday, let's get on that under, because I think there's been like a trend where it's gone under for like 12 out of the last 15 or something crazy like that. I know typically, the first game, you know, they always typically go that, like I think you were talking about it. The defenses are always a little bit ahead of the offenses.
Mm-hmm. That is the belief.
So I agree. And then, Donnie, you know the drill, man, the best show on the grid. I'm happy you guys got the phone lines working. I always love calling in. Appreciate you taking my call. Shout out JP behind the scenes, and hopefully K-Dub's living it up on his days off. You have a great day, man.
That's a sound point, though.
Yep, he is. He's living it up with us in spirit and also right here in AI, because like we like to say,
let me talk to you.
Love the fact that the phone lines are back open there. So if you want to call in, got some plays, got some fun, 844-843-6879. As I said, in hour number two, there is a 3 o'clock game today that I do like here, which I do think have legitimate opportunities to score. And by the way, the total in that game for the Padres-Rockies was 11.5 this morning. It's up to 12.5, and rightfully so. I think we're going to get runs and a lot of those in the Padres' direction. Now, also, probably a big move in that, too, is not just because I think the Padres are going to really hit and hit well against the Rockies, Kyle Freeland, but Nick Martinez now listed as the starter as opposed to Joe Musgrove. So there you go. Big changes there to watch out for in that game, but certainly we have plenty of time to get to that. Keeping it yesterday in Major League Baseball with some things that did happen. I'm telling you, like, the deadline usually spurs some interesting times, but I do like the fact that every game was after the deadline last night. Like, the deadline was 6 o'clock. The earliest game was the Phillies and the Marlins. That was at 6:40 p.m. But if you're taking a look at the New York Yankees, who did relatively nothing at the trade deadline and sit in last place, they got this happen, or this happened to them last night.
And a drive! High and deep!
Rosarena smokes one. The Rays smoked the Yanks 5-2. And today, we'll talk about it a little bit later, aces on the mound between the Yankees and the Rays. McClanahan for the Rays today. Cole for the Yankees. But doesn't matter for the Yanks. 55-52 now on the season. Treading water now. Basically trying to stay above 500. I mean, it's always playoff or bust here in New York. It really is. And both of those teams look like they might go bust and neither make the playoffs between the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. But also, when you talk about those big moves that were made, what could possibly happen? Who could win the trade deadline? Well, technically, we're not going to know for just a little bit. But if we looked at the Rangers yesterday, 2-0 winner over the White Sox, got a great pitching performance out of Andrew Heaney, go figure, right? And by the way, I was fading my guy Schlottens, but I did go 1-for-1 in that game with props because we did get a solo home run from Adolis Garcia. So I did go 1-1 there to at least make a little bit of headway. But the Astros also, same division, tied record at 61. They also won 2-0. But the interesting part about that game is, yeah, the Guardians didn't score a run. The Guardians didn't even get a hit. Framber Valdez, people, here's the final out.
33,703. Not one of them sitting. Looper, Pena, no-hitter for Framber Valdez! The first lefty in franchise history to throw a no-hitter.
There you go, Framber Valdez, first lefty in the history of the Astros to throw a no-hitter. And by the way, the last time there was a no-hitter for the Houston Astros, can you guess who that was? Do you know who that might have been? Voila, Justin Verlander now coming back to town here from the New York Metropolitans. Also last night, by the way, I did hit my same game parlay yesterday here on the FanDuel Sportsbook, huh? Early line special, the Cubs. They scored 20 runs yesterday. Yeah, you heard that right. 21 hits yesterday. So can you imagine me today? Because I went into that game with a plus 176. And again, I preface this by saying, I did cash this ticket, but can you imagine me having a prop bet, or same game parlay, I should say, with Talkman to get a base hit, Ian Happ to get a base hit, and Cody Bellinger to get a base hit? And they had 21 hits, and that would have lost. And by the way, Talkman was 2 of 3 with 4 RBI and a home run. Cody Bellinger, 3 of 6 for 3 RBI and 1 home run. And then you take a look here at Happ, who I believe at the time was 0-2 with a couple walks and a strikeout. And I want to say his last at bat, he finally broke through with a base hit. That would have been disastrous if that actually happened. And that would have really upset me quite a bit, to be honest. It really would have. But thank goodness that didn't happen. But a 20-9 game, is there any team hotter at the plate than those Chicago Cubs? Not selling Bellinger. Looks like one of the better players in baseball again, like he was in MVP for the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's what it feels like right now. Watch out for the Cubs. That's a division that can be had. Reds are in first place. Cubs smoked them yesterday. We'll see what the Brewers were able to do. But yesterday also, continuing with, you know, trying to play better baseball and get yourself in the race. I want to talk about this team real quick. The San Diego Padres. 8-5 victory yesterday over the Rockies. I think they win again today. I don't care who's on the mound for them. I think they just hit their way out of a paper bag today out there in Colorado. But this is a team that I look at. FanDuel Sportsbook right now to win the World Series, 35-1. If this team makes the playoffs, just as talented as anybody in Major League Baseball, at a huge price point, they're going to be able to go toe-to-toe with you in starting pitching, toe-to-toe with you in the bullpen, and toe-to-toe with you as a 1-9. Now, what am I missing here on 35-1? Well, you know what you could be missing? Yeah, the Padres missing the playoffs altogether. That's what could be missing there. So keep an eye on that one. But I'm telling you, like, I feel like I want to bet that. Like, I got knocked down that UConn price point of 25-1 in the NCAA tournament. And looked like they were the best team in the whole thing, the entire way through. It's like, how are they priced 25-1 and not cheaper? Sometimes that happens. But you do have to make the playoffs to get in. Now, granted, is there a lot of other teams that you think are probably better, which include the Atlanta Braves right now? Sure. Sure, we're not going to fight you on that. But a 35-1 price, I haven't bet it yet, but I really am thinking. If anybody out there has a idea on who they want to win the World Series, or should I say not even that, bet the World Series. Because keep in mind, once again, we talk about 35-1s or something even farther down the line, say, that's never going to win, Donnie. Why would you do that? That's not the point. The point is to turn that ticket into profitability. And there's a wide margin for profitability if your team wins with a 35-1 ticket in your back pocket. See what I mean? So if anybody out there has a World Series winner, the price point they got them at, hit us up on Twitter, man. Come on. Hashtag SGMoneyline. It's a Wednesday afternoon. There's no better place to be than right here on the Sports Grid Network. Locked and loaded. SiriusXM channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
From Olsen and launches from Riley, back-to-back home runs. And I'm telling you right now, when you look at this team, the Atlanta Braves, at the plate, should you just do this every day? I don't know why I'm not, because I'm really trying to stick to the numbers here by saying, what's the best opportunity based on the numbers that are presented to do some damage? Like today, I went with two players from the Angels because they're going up against Chirinos. Like, Giolito's not a great pitcher by any stretch, but he's better than Chirinos is. It's like, ooh, hot. Heavy conditions down there in Atlanta. Let me go that way. Joe and I talked about it in the morning. We thought there was going to be runs today, and there are runs. I mean, come on. You have 10 runs here. You're still in the fourth inning, not even out of it yet. But if you just said, let me just bet every single game, two players on the Braves, which would be Olsen and Riley, to get like an RBI or a home run, you just do damage all over the place. They're so talented, top to bottom, this team. It's just impressive to actually watch it. It really is. As they now lead the Los Angeles Angels 9-1 right now. Yesterday, what's the final score in that game yesterday? 5-1 Braves. So they're hammering the Angels. And maybe the Angels are like, hey, by the way, can we do the trade deadline on Friday? Because if we lose like five in a row, we might want to trade some pieces and some components here. Maybe that's the way to do it. And the Braves are good. So good. By the way, updates here. Detroit now 4-1 on the Pirates. We have one RBI prop in the door. That's Riley Green. We are waiting here for our guy Kerry Carpenter to cash in. But also, again, two guys in this Angels game, Crone and Grichuk, who, again, we're not going to face. The good part about that, a strong bullpen at this point. You just hope that those guys don't go to the bench along with Otani, because I do need Otani to score a run to connect my same game parlay from the early line. So we'll see what happens there. At that point, let's get to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. They're hot, it's popping, and it's Chris from Austin. What's going on this Wednesday, Chris?
DRS, I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
I got you, man. We're loud and clear over here on your end.
Wow, barely can hear you. Yeah, man, I was, guess who was on the +340, Ronald Acuna Jr. home run prop this afternoon. I cashed that, and I was listening to you and Joe this morning, so I played that over 10. It kind of came down. It was at 10.5. Then it came down to 10, so I went ahead and played that, and we're on the Tigers. I thought, you know, Rodriguez being – and you know what? Everybody thinks everyone wants to move to California. California's great. I've lived in California for years. Great place. Really expensive place to live in. And so – and with his family being, you know, all on the East Coast, he made that decision. And so I think the team that did the best – are the Astros. The Astros, when you had Justin Verlander, Framber Valdez, Christian Javier, Lance McCullers, they're still the Astros. And you know, I was telling JP, they kind of remind me of the New England Patriots, the Astros and the Braves. They don't overpay. The Astros have let Correa go. They have let, in Toronto, Springer go. They let Cole go. They don't hold on to players too long. They don't hold on and be stuck at the end of a contract, you know, with a bunch of money to pay out to a player that's not really performing. And the Braves are the Braves. Like, they got Acuna on that deal before Acuna was Acuna. These organizations, they don't overpay like the Mets, right? They don't do that, man. So I was happy as an Astros fan, man, you know, to see that they didn't overpay. Let's get our starting pitching healthy. And let's take our pedigree and let's see what we can do in the playoffs, man. So I was happy with that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I really like the moves for Houston, by the way, too. Because if we're saying like which pitcher would you rather have, it actually would be for me Verlander going to Houston again on affordable, and he knows that place. He's won big there. He's used to pitching there. And as I was joking, he probably still has his house down in the Houston area. So I'm looking forward to this. I like the Padres for value going all the way around, but at the same time, I'm telling you on that. Why? Like, Houston goes from +850 to 7-1 yesterday, Chris. And who's going to fight them in the playoffs when they're healthy? They're as good as any. Just about. They're probably better than anybody in the playoffs now if they get their healthy.
And we both know that pedigree matters in the playoffs. You know, I always say pressure bust pipes. And right? So I think they're set up well, man. I love baseball, and we like these last 2 months, man. And the teams that tend to not overspend, Braves, Astros, they tend to be there at the end. And I really was disgusted with Cleveland and how they kind of traded their team away, being as close as they were, right? And that division is easy, and you trade away your best starting pitcher. I mean, I don't know how the Indian fans want to take that, man. Because if you take the Phillies from last year, you take the Nationals, the Braves, these teams were right around 500 coming into August, and they still won the World Series. The Phillies didn't, but they made it. The Braves didn't go over 500 until, I think, August, man. I mean, it was get in the playoffs, see what you can do. I just thought the Cleveland Indians, if I'm an Indian fan, man, I'm just disgusted. So, but anyway, man, yeah, it's a great start. I've also got Harris to hit a home run, and I also have Ohtani. And Olsen, I got the ideas from you and Joe Ranieri this morning, and so I also played those, man. And I kind of like the Brewers and the Tigers. But anyway, Don, out on these streets, man, wanted to holler at you. Yeah. You be good, play ball. We'll holler at you next time.
There it is. Checking in, Chris from Austin, as always. Great stuff here on the airwaves. But we're looking forward to it. We'll see what Houston does now. Houston versus Texas. Well, again, Houston is in Texas, but you get the point. It's Houston versus Texas. The Texas Rangers. Man, that's going to be a good one heading down the stretch. But again, a virtual tie right now with their records. Go get top flight pitching that they hope can stay healthy and do some damage. I'm excited to see what's going to happen, to be honest with you here. If we're taking a look at the Twitter machine out here, the people are popping off. Keith Haley comes in here, says, heading to the game tonight. So he's taking some shots. Those shots, Cody Bellinger to get an RBI. Gomes to get an RBI. McClain to get an RBI. So two Cubs and one Cincinnati Red. Let's see what happens here. I love the RBI train. Aren't RBIs fun to bet, man? They really are. You don't even need a base hit. You do need a little bit of luck. Why? Like, hey, look, man, can you get a guy on third base with less than one out? You just put the ball in play and score. Yeah, that's fun. But they can happen at any moment. Home runs, doubles in the gap. You just need to get the right situations and have some fun with those. And I know a lot of people out there are, including having fun with Austin Riley and Matt Olson continuously hitting home runs all over the place, which they are today, 9-1. Tigers, again, still up here, middle of the fifth inning. That is a 4-1 game, and I believe that Carpenter just made the last out. So we're going to have to hustle a little bit, but we do have a +205 already intact in that game. The game we're really focused on right now is the Angels. We got to get Ohtani to score a run, which will camp off our same game parlay and hit that one, since Crone already got a base hit. We need Crone to get a base hit and also Crone to get a base hit, which he did, Crone to get an RBI. That's one of the RBI props, and also Randall Grichuk to get an RBI. So cheering on those as well. And again, keep in mind, we're going to handicap an hour number two of that San Diego Padres, Colorado Rockies game that sits at 12.5 with some nice hot weather out there. So we'll be able to maybe factor in a winning bet in that game. Casey Monstar comes in here on Twitter using #SGMoneyline. Donnie, I think you are having a little audio issue. You seem far away or as if the volume is down on your side. Maybe not just... JP, did something happen over the break? Is that what's happening? Yeah. Maybe JP can get that worked out and figured out here so we can get the good people out here. Let us know there. So I can't listen on my end from that end. It sounds good on my end, but sometimes, as you know, we had a little bit of technical issues this week coming through. I don't see anything on my, like, digital side that would have pushed anything down. So there we go. So hopefully that's better, Casey. Thanks for chiming in there. But that's what the people do. They look out for us here. If they hear something we can't hear, they let us know, which is kind of funny because Chris called up and was like, hey, I can't really hear you, Donnie. I hear myself loud and clear in my ears. So maybe I had to get a little bit louder behind the scenes at this point to make it work. So hopefully that is working for the people out there. I'm looking at my levels too, by the way, JP. They look good all over the place. So maybe it just was something with switching over the channels that we have. But hopefully that works it out here. And maybe we'll be coming through much, much clearer at this time. All right. Getting some updates here. Top of the fifth inning. Now two outs. So it's now three outs. So they're going to go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Now, this is the key. This is, and I'm actually glad that happened because the ninth batter in the lineup just made an out. So what happens now? Rengifo is going to come up and lead off. Shohei Ohtani's right behind him. Then CJ Crone, then Grichuk. See what I mean? Legitimate chances here. The top of the lineup, this is our inning to cash in some tickets here. And I think that's going to happen. I think that's going to take place. So next inning, keep an eye on here. Sixth inning, that's our inning for the Angels. Yes, it is. Absolutely. All right. A lot of stuff to get to today, which includes, by the way, we only have a couple minutes left in this segment. So we'll put up the little women's action right now, huh? United States women's national team. They know who they're actually going to be playing in the next round. You know who that is? That's Sweden. Now, this morning, we knew that was going to happen because once Sweden actually won the game, that was going to be the lineup, there, excuse me, the team that they were going to face. Let me see if we have lines. Okay, we do have lines up here. Sweden is a plus 260 price to beat the United States. The U.S. is a plus 100 to beat Sweden. If they do draw, now we say, Don, they can't draw. Somebody's got to win. Hear me out. I believe it's, again, I'm not the biggest soccer bet in the world, but I want to say extra time does it. Now, see, hold on. And that's got to be different here because extra time, let's just say in the group stage, right? You get 90 minutes plus 5 minutes or whoever's injured or whatever it is. I want to say, and I could be wrong, and if anybody's out there listening, hashtag SG Moneyline, you can correct me here, or you can call in 844-843-6879, and you can say, you know what? You're wrong, Donnie, because I do think in the knockout stage, do you get the two extra overtimes? I think still in the win category, because I don't think you get that if, obviously, the plus 100 is not if the USA team goes to penalty kicks and has to advance. So that's what I assume. You get a little bit more time, but the USA has to win, and if they do, outside of penalty kicks, I want to say, it's a plus 100 price. It's a far cry from what we anticipated. A lot happening here for the U.S. women's national team, but they also, they should have a fire stoked under them. I mean, Fox, who actually hosts, or is hosting, I should say, on air, the Women's World Cup, they roasted the U.S. women's national team after that 0-0 draw. Roasted them, because quite frankly, they should have probably gone home. The better team for the final 15, 20 minutes of that game was Portugal. They really were. They hit the post. They probably should have won that game. But maybe that stokes a fire under Team USA where they haven't been playing well. And you can just tell. It's not like you're just getting bad breaks not going your way. They just look all out of whack on the field, to be nice. They really do. So maybe something changes there. They light the fire. And also, you know, usually you take a look and say, you know, USA knockout stage, you're going to want to put this on in prime time. I believe it was Brian this morning, the producer on the early line, said something got messed up where they thought Team USA was automatically just going to win like their group and move on. So you would put them in that prime space, right? In prime time in the U.S. But something got messed up there. So now I believe the next game, like if Team USA wins, then the game following that, they're both at like 5 a.m., which again, it's better than 3 a.m., which how crazy it is that I wake up so early, by the way, so early on the weekdays. I was able to catch the final 25 minutes of their game against Portugal and lost the bet because I just needed Team USA to score one goal and get five corners. They easily got the five corners, but I couldn't get one goal out of Team USA? Do I re-up on Team USA? Do we press all in on Team USA? Well, we'll see. They're going to play Sunday morning, 5 a.m., Sweden, Team USA. Quick segment here before we hit hour number two, your phone calls, and also some good stuff there on the Twitter machine, hashtag SG Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside, I'll be back in just a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment here before we hit hour number two. Oh, time flies, especially on a Wednesday when we got Major League Baseball to watch. As my phone repeatedly keeps getting pinged here. Can we get a base? Ah, yeah, there we go. Okay. Rengifo leads off with an infield single here for the Angels. So this could be a shot here. Do we get, hold on, I got to ask real quick here. Gambling gods, is this the inning that Ohtani scores a run and we get either an RBI from Crone or Grichik?
Absolutely, Donnie. I picked out the sixth inning just for you.
There we go. Fantastic stuff. Now, let's find out where JP is going. It's been a while because we've been a little bit jacked up here on the phone lines. Some technical issues here, which I hope have been worked out here. Casey Monstar tweets in, now it sounds better. Fantastic. That's what we're here for, to treat the people right. But let's see where JP might be going with his action today. A nice baseball card here in the afternoon and the evening. So what do we got here, JP?
Yeah, Donnie, I'm going to an RBI prop tonight.
All right, so we're going RBI prop tonight. Now, when is this game start? What hour is this game starting in?
This game is starting in the 6 p.m. hour.
All right, so we're going to start in the 6 p.m. Okay, so it's, well, there we go. Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins.
Is that the only one?
Yeah, it is. That's good. Perfect.
There you go, yep.
Sets it up there. So Wheeler and Garrett tonight, live from South Beach. The Phillies, a slight favorite in this game. By the way, they opened up at minus 136. They're down to a minus 122, so some money coming in on Miami. So we're going to figure out where JP is going in this game for an RBI prop. Is it the Phillies? Is it the Marlins? We'll find out. Top of the sixth inning, by the way, first and third. Nobody, this is, I mean, come on now. Come on, let me talk to the guy. Hold on.
First and third, nobody out. Our two batters coming up to the plate.
Oh, it's fantastic. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Now, pitching change, Chirinos is leaving, which I kind of don't like because that's the guy that you're really fading at this point. But my goodness, people, we're going to take a quick break right now, and hour number two is on the way. And we get back on the air, we are going to have two legitimate chances to get RBI props in the door. So don't you go anywhere. We've got a long Major League Baseball card to handicap and also find out where JP's going. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Wednesday afternoon right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.